Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms, rescue me.
We're back.
I want your tender charm.
Rockin' and rollin'. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and when you check it out, when you get there, be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out all the other things that you can do there at my website, like listen to archives, read articles. You can go back and listen to a bunch of archives of past shows that we've done, past interviews, past visits that we've had with our good friend Jack Harbor, who's with us right now. Jack is with the Sandler Training Institute. He's one of our top salesmanship experts, and he helps people like you and me make sure that we put our best foot forward and that our salespeople and put their best foot forward when we go into the marketplace. Jack Harbor, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. A pleasure as usual.
It's good to have you back, as always. And, Jack, what's on your mind today with regard to salesmanship?
We're ending a year. There's probably not much anybody can do to salvage this year if it's been a bad one. And if it's been a mediocre one, maybe to get it to average. But my thoughts are, you got to do something different next year than you did this year. If you aren't 100% happy with what happened this year, then you have to have the rule that says if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you always got.
Right. Somebody said that it's like the rule of holes. You know what the rule of holes is, don't you? When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging.
And David Sandler used to say, if your foot hurts, you're probably standing on it.
Yeah. So what do we do? If we had a good year this year, but we're thinking, we're already looking forward to 2005. Let's think about the psychology here a minute, Jack. Most people had a pretty tough 2002, 2003. 2001 may not have been great, but we had a couple of 3 years there where we were all basically kind of reeling from a lot of challenges that the marketplace had and a lot of challenges that our nation had. And so we were so hopeful for 2004, and turns out 2004, with the exception of oil prices, 2004 turned out to be a pretty good year for a lot of folks. But we now believe that, from a psychological standpoint, we now believe that we have that 2004 was the foundation to truly launch. I mean, we hoped 2004 would be good, but we're pretty sure that if we don't mess up, 2005 will be good. So we've got every expectation of it being a good year, don't we?
Well, you know what? That's good news and bad news, Jim.
Okay.
The good news is it'll be a great year. The bad news is if you believe it and don't believe you have to do anything to make it happen, it won't be a...
Well, that's... No. Of course, I didn't mean that it would fall in your lap.
But I hear people saying that things are going good. I don't need to do anything. And I think that's the wrong approach.
I don't hear any small business owners saying that. They know better than that.
Well, there are some, and
some of their salespeople might be saying that.
Yeah, that's true. And again, we're talking about perhaps that being part of your change for the new year. But we have, I had clients in bad years who did really well because they were saying to themselves, I got to find a way to get a bigger piece of a smaller pie.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked at doing that. And some folks came out okay, better than others, because they worked harder at it. And in good years, I think the good folks are saying to themselves, this is the time to be sharpening my axe. It's good for everybody. Somebody's got to come out ahead on this. It might as well be me.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're doing over the holidays, one of the things you should include in it is, what is my business development plan look like? Not business plan, not the whole thing. It includes the... But what is my business development plan going to look like for the next year?
Where's my business going to come from next year?
And what do I have to do personally to make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
For example, a lot of folks say, well, I'm going to do a lot of mailings. Well, that's okay, but that still relies on the prospect to pick up the telephone and call you.
Mm-hmm.
So people got to be looking a little bit deeper into what do I do proactively to make this next year a huge success.
What's a good general thought for a starter, a good starter resolution for selling for next year? What would be a good starter?
Resolution for selling. I think you need to put two or three proactive elements into a business plan. What do proactive elements mean? They mean walk-ins or telephone calls. They mean networking events and handshaking. They mean asking for referrals. They mean working trade shows, not just appearing at a trade show. You need to put some things into your business plan that require you to reach out to prospects rather than waiting them to reach for them to reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of those things, but they're usually the last thing on the burner because folks are not necessarily comfortable doing the proactive stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But of course, if it's their job to sell, to go into the marketplace to sell, you know, those are essential prospect building tasks, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely are. And when I'm saying people are not necessarily comfortable, I'm referring probably mostly to your listeners who are small business owners who are experts at what they do, but not necessarily experts at reaching out to the marketplace.
One of the things I want to ask you this question. In a recent article, I talked about what I call December cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
For small businesses, we shouldn't do spring cleaning because that's too late. That's already into April or May, and we've lost almost half the year. We should be doing December cleaning, but not just about cleaning up the dust and the dust bunnies and the cobwebs, but about cleaning out our organization and including a lot of different areas. But one of the things I talked about was cleaning up our customers. Our customer list, and what I was getting, one of the points that I made was, we need to categorize our customers and our prospects into the best from the best A's to the least profitable D's, and I said that we might actually need to fire some people. Would a good way to think about selling be to for the new year be to focus on making sure that we don't waste a lot of time with people who wasted our in 2005 who wasted our time in 2004?
You're singing the Sandler anthem. That's absolutely right. If I had all the months, days, and years back I spent chasing people who never did business with
right.
me, I'd be 25 years old again. Well, maybe not 25, 27.
Okay.
But part of the problem is we treat everyone out there as an equal from a prospect perspective, and they're not.
Well, and we're so optimistic. We're small business owners are pathologically optimistic. We think that there's a pony in every barrel of manure, and so and so we got to do. We go after. And we want to talk about this some more. We used to call these people the China eggs because they never hatch, and we'll do that right after these messages with our good friend Jack Harbor. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jack Harbor is our guest. He's with Sandler Training Institute. Jack, give us your website, please.
Website for me is DC, has www.dc.sandler.com.
All right.
But
what about the Sandler website?
We're all over the country, and so to find out a Sandler person in your area, it's just www.sandler.com.
But now the person in your area, folks, is a small business owner just like you.
He is indeed.
Or she.
Well, I'm talking I'm in my area.
Yeah, right. Yeah, in your area.
But sorry.
It's okay. But there, the folks in your area, you can find the Sandler small business owner in your area by going to Sandler.com, and I encourage you to do that. They're good folks. They do good work. I have more than one friend who is a member of the Sandler organization, but they do own their own business. They are a franchisee of the Sandler operation and the Sandler franchise, but they run a small business just like you do. And so I encourage you to they know what you're up against. And I encourage you if you'd like to do a better job of penetrating the marketplace, putting your best foot forward, getting more sales and doing it working smarter and not harder. I think the Sandler folks can help you, and I encourage you to check them out. Jack, we were talking about what I call China eggs. Did you in your early years, did you ever hear that term
The first time I heard it was from you about 3 years ago. So, but I know what it is, so go ahead.
Well, it's just people. A China egg is what the farmers used to use to put in the hen's nest, so the hen would keep laying, and they didn't have to leave a good egg in the nest. But the truth is that the China, we always knew that the China egg was never going to hatch, and so that's what some customers are, or some prospects, I should say. They sound like they're going to buy. They act like they're going to buy. They give you all the signals. But whenever push comes to shove, they don't actually pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. And you, because they're so compelling, we keep spending time with them, even though history shows that these people are never going to do business with you. Or if they do, it's never going to be worth the effort that you put into them. So leave them alone.
And the reason that happens, Jim, you made an excellent point, is that in order to start your own business and be a small business owner, you need to have a great deal of self-confidence. You have to have, in other words, you know, a big ego. And it's that ego that gets in the way of being a fair evaluator of everybody you're in front of, because you really want to believe that this person loves you and your product as much as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult to be the third-party observer, if you will, to step back from the situation and saying, is this me just being optimistic and having a big ego, or is this person serious?
Well, the other thing is, a lot of these people are really, there are a lot of people out there who don't do much business with you, but you like them a lot.
Oh,
they're always looking forward to you dropping by and things like that. But that's not good use of your time. I mean, go see them on Sunday or something.
Yeah, Sandler used to say there's no such thing as a social call.
Right.
We're there for a reason, and the reason is business. And you're right. If they want to be friends, there are other times and places to do that. But the time you spend with them, although fun, and probably less painful than talking to strangers.
Right. So as you're doing this December cleaning,
yep.
Identify these customers, and don't say I'm not going to ever come back and see you again. Just make sure that they don't make you unproductive by spending too much time with them, and move on to people, whether even people you don't quite like as much, who actually do business with you or can do business with you.
And then the next thing to do is, once you've, as you said, categorized those from A to D and thought about getting rid of the ones that are costing you time, is then focus your prospecting efforts on the A's and the B's.
Right.
And don't do shotgun prospecting.
What do you mean by that?
That anybody who can fog, in our the terms we used to use, Jim, is anybody who can fog a watch crystal.
Right.
If they've got breath in them, that does not make them a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
When you've identified what your ideal prospect is, spend time searching them out, because the marginal ones are going to find you anyway.
Somebody taught me once a long time ago how to differentiate those people from real prospects, and he called them suspects.
Yes.
If you make sure that you don't,
they might need me.
If you make sure that you don't confuse a prospect for a suspect, now tell us what the difference is.
Well, a suspect, you suspect by virtue of something, their organization, their title, their location, that you suspect they might have a need for your business.
The fact that they're open for business makes you suspect them.
That's right. A prospect is one who meets certain qualification criteria, whatever they are for your business.
Mm-hmm.
They have moved by virtue of certain conditions. They've talked to you. They have a need for what you do. They've got some budget. You understand their decision-making process.
All things that you've worked to find out.
Yes. Yeah. You can't be a prospect just because they're on a mailing list.
Mm-hmm. Or in the phone book.
Or in the phone book. Right. At that point, they're a suspect.
Right.
And you need to proactively dig to find out whether or not they have the criteria that make them qualified. See, I think a salesperson ought to be turning the cart on its ear. That's a mixed metaphor, isn't it? But upsetting the apple cart, they ought to be, when people go to audition to be an actor, you know, the director sits up there and says, sing, dance, jump, next.
Right.
You ought to be auditioning suspects for the role of prospect, and you can disqualify them.
Yep. Some many of them don't make it, folks. You need to determine who they are. Jack, we got more to talk about along these lines. Will you come back real soon and continue this conversation with us?
If you invite me, Jim, I'll be there.
You got it. Thank you, Jack. Jack Harbor, ladies and gentlemen, with the Sandler Training Institute. That's Sandler.com or dc.sandler.com. 29 after. I'll be right back with Rick Pinion. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.